Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about his son, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Qadhim. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been reported to have said the following in reply to Safwan al-Jammal, asking about one who holds the position of imamat. So, one of the companions of the Imam, a person named Safwan al-Jammal, he came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and he asked about certain questions about the imamat. And meaning he was asking and inquiring about the qualities of the Imam. What are the Imam's distinction? Because perhaps he wanted to kind of determine who would be the Imam after Imam Sadiq. So, in general terms, the Imam gave a general rule and like a general principle so that, you know, this person could use it to distinguish who would be the Imam after him. The Imam said, "One who holds this position does not play, nor is he distracted. Sahibu hadhal amr la yalhu wa la yal'ab." Meaning he's not distracted by play, he's not distracted by vain things, and so on and so forth. And this is interesting. When the Imam said this, his son, Imam Qadhim alayhi salam, Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam, was a child at that time. He entered the presence of the Imam and this Rawi, this narrator of this tradition, and he was holding in his arms a she-goat, a Meccan she-goat. You know, like he was holding a goat, a baby goat, in his arms, and playing with it, right? So, based upon the general principle just mentioned by the Imam, apparently we would have to say that. So this person, this boy who is playing with the she goat, he shouldn't be deserving of the Imam because he's playing. But the Imam Qasim alayhi salam, he said the following to the baby she-goat. He said, "Prostrate to your Lord." And then according to some other versions of the hadith, right, the Imam, he kind of put the goat's head down on the floor and made the goat do a prostration, a sajda towards Allah. So when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saw him do this, the Imam took him in his arms and hugged him and said, "May my parents be ransomed. He never plays, nor is he distracted." So from this hadith, we can gather that the general rule mentioned by the Imam is not that the person doesn't play. The Imam would not play, would not engage in activities which are normal for any human being. Rather, it implies that the person, while engaging in these normal human activities, the person would not forget Allah. As we see, practically see in this hadith, the Imam Qadhim alayhi salam doing. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Qadhim alayhi salam in the words of his father, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.